Jay Busby, who joins us on the Stanley Fenson Gates Hotline, joins us each week from Yahoo Sports. Jay, we appreciate the time as always. And you wrote about what happened last night in the Daytona 500 at the end with Ryan Newman's crash. And 19 years ago today is actually when we lost Dale Earnhardt in Daytona. But the connection there, safety is just so much better. But just what came to mind when you were watching that and got the news and all of that from a scary situation last night?
Yeah, I was out. You know, I don't cover as much NASCAR anymore on a day-to-day basis. So I was out having a beer with my brother at a local sports bar. We're watching it, and then we see that wreck, and then all of a sudden my phone starts blowing up, and I had to say, you know what, I got to go to work because this looked really, really bad. I mean, you know, we've all been watching. Anyone who's watched NASCAR for any length of time knows what a bad wreck looks like, and there's a feeling that you get in the pit of your stomach, particularly when they start doing slow motion replays, and you know where the driver is, and you look for impact there. And we saw that last night, and that was just, it was sickening. There's no other word about to best describe it. It was just a sickening feeling.
I think we have to correlate Dale Sr.'s passing to the news that we got today about Ryan Newman. He's not in the clear, but the injuries that he sustained were non-life-threatening. And without Dale Sr.'s just untimely death and tragic death, I don't know if we have as many guys walking away from crashes and surviving crashes without that happening.
We absolutely don't. I mean, that's the tragedy of this. You know, I wrote a book on this a couple of years ago about Earnhardt, and in one of the chapters, I went deep into all the safety innovations that came about in the wake of his death. And also, I kind of broke down a number of the different drivers who had been in huge wrecks since his passing. And literally almost every single big name driver, Jeff Gordon, Jimmy Johnson, Kyle Busch, Carl Edwards, all of these guys have all been in these wrecks. Now Ryan Newman have been in these monstrous wrecks that if they had been in a car with the safety levels of Earnhardt's, they would be dead. I mean, there's just, you know, there's no other way to say it other than that starkly. They would be dead. And so, yeah, I mean, it's a terrible tragedy what happened to Earnhardt, but it's the classic case of if something good could come of it, it's that it forced NASCAR to get whatever safety measures were on the drawing board, get them implemented and out there on the track as fast as possible.
We're talking to Jay Busby with Yahoo Sports. The name of the book, he's talking about Earnhardt Nation, the full throttle saga of NASCAR's first family. And it's clear to say that NASCAR did take safety very seriously. I don't know about the exact timeline, but because of Dale Earnhardt and his impact and knowing what could happen from there, NASCAR, to its credit, took it very seriously, and it's saved lives since then.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was not in any way trying to imply that NASCAR didn't take safety seriously. It's just that they didn't know, you know, they didn't know. And there were so many different ways. I mean, Earnhardt's situation was so unique in the sense that if he had hit that wall a degree or two, a few degrees other than the degree that he hit it, he would have just skidded along the wall and would have been fine. But just everything lined up perfectly horribly. And there's always been kind of a tendency for human beings in any situation to get complacent, and safety in NASCAR is no exception to that, where just because something hasn't happened for a long time doesn't mean it can't happen. And so I think that this is going to spur people, particularly now, to take a closer look at what can be done to make NASCAR cars even safer when they're on these super speedways.
Do you think this was kind of worst case scenario for the big race to kick off the season? Because you not only had a rain delay, which forced them to finish on Monday, but then ending in such a tragic way where even the celebrations on in Victory Lane had to be, you know, very muffled once they found out the severity of the accident. It seemed like this was definitely not the way you wanted your season to start.
No, certainly not. But I think that that's probably low on the list of concerns, because NASCAR right now has to figure a way to just hold on to what it's got. It's got to figure a way to appeal to its existing fan base. And I think what we saw last night, I mean, what I saw, I know, on Twitter, was that there was a huge outpouring of people who are still dedicated NASCAR fans. They just like the sport. They may not be hardcores. They may not be following every driver, every lap, but they like the sport. There's still a huge percentage of people out there, sports fans, that enjoy keeping up with NASCAR. And what the sport has to do is figure a way to continue to appeal to those people. And, you know, I'm not sure that necessarily this was going to tip the scales one way or another. You know, we're going to Las Vegas next weekend and then onward from there, a West Coast swing. So hopefully NASCAR can regain a bit of positive momentum. But yeah, certainly, to your point, not the way that you want to start out a season.
Yeah, I did wonder, Jay, as obviously Ryan Newman is the main story and deserves the attention. I was curious what you thought of the race itself, what you saw up until that happened.
It was a mess. I mean, it was a freaking mess. There's no other way to put it. I think that they are still trying to figure out exactly how these new cars work with their setups and the spoilers and so forth. I mean, there was wrecking all over the place to a degree that we have not seen in quite some time. So, yeah, I'm hopeful that going forward, there'll be a little bit more focus on precision racing, a little bit less on just slamming through bumpers and trying to get to the finish line in one piece. But, yeah, I mean, Denny Hamlin, the guy's an absolute master. As my colleague Nick Bromberg wrote today, he's a Hall of Famer already, no matter what. 3 Daytona 500 wins. He hasn't won a championship yet, but the guy's a master at Daytona, and he deserves plenty of credit. I mean, it was right place, right time, but you got to get yourself in the right place too.
Who do you see maybe, or who's a driver that you would bet on to win the championship after seeing how everything shook out after the Daytona 500?
I mean, it's tough. The problem with Daytona is that you really can't get a feel for any sort of driver in the sense that it's so much of a lottery. You know, Kyle Busch, best driver of his generation, and he gets taken out yet again. He's getting into that Dale Earnhardt, when are you going to win Daytona conversation. Brad Keselowski, same thing. Martin Truex, same thing. These guys are all guys that are immensely talented, but you can't judge how they're going to run all season from Daytona. You can almost take Daytona's results and throw them out. I think that we'll start to get a little bit better sense going forward. But the guys that can adapt the fastest are always the guys that end up at the top of the end. And those guys that I mentioned are among the best at adapting to changing situations.
Jay Busby, Yahoo Sports, is with us. Jay, before you go, switching sports, there is a saying in NASCAR that I know you've heard, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. Well, if that's applied to baseball, the Astros have tried really hard, it seems, over the last few years. You wrote about them. What do you think heading into the 2020 baseball season with everything that's still going on with the conversation around the Houston Astros and Major League Baseball?
Well, it's made baseball more interesting than it has been in decades. I mean, or at least years. People actually have someone to root against now. But, I mean, I think that what's going to be fun is, I think fans need to be very careful about getting up on that soapbox, getting up on that mountaintop and decreeing that the Astros are the only ones that are doing this because, you know, much like SEC football, while everybody else may be cheating, your own team's hands are not quite so innocent either. So I think we're going to find out a lot more. I think that this is going to get a lot worse before it gets better, but it makes baseball that much more fun.
Jay, what should I tell my dad, who is a lifelong Houston Astros fan, about wearing his championship hat and shirt? He is very nervous. He doesn't want to get heckled. He's a fly-under-the-radar guy. But he's really distraught, Jay.
I get that. I mean, I suppose my advice would be to kind of maybe keep it on the down low. Either that or, you know, just lean into it and just walk around banging on a trash can wherever you go. You know, tell him that to just lean into it. But, yeah, if he's a below-the-radar guy, he might want to keep that one in the closet for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, why not just go WWE heel and just take on all comers? Stand in the middle of that ring.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey. My colleague proposed that, and I said, you know, they need to wear their World Series championship rings right up to the plate, show them off to the catcher, you know? I mean, just go all the way in.
If Hulk Hogan can do it, if he can turn heel, then Astros, can. Yeah. They started off really Amen. Great with their sorry, not sorry apology.
Amen. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, it's tricky to pull that off because you got to have zero shame, and most people tend to get a little bit, you know, feel a little bit ashamed once they get, you know, once they feel a little bit of blowback. But, you know, if the Astros can hold on to it, more power to them.
Yeah. Now, you have called for opposing fans to boo them still this year, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yeah, just boo your lungs out. Go for it. Yeah. Have fun with it because, I mean, it's rare that baseball has a true enemy anymore. but we can all unite behind this one, except for, you know, except for your dad. I don't know, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's included. Nick Markakis getting in on it today down there in Atlanta. Read Jay Busby's work, Yahoo Sports. We tweeted out a link to what he wrote about with the crash involving Ryan Newman last night, and mentioned his book as well. You can check it out, Earnhardt Nation, the Full Throttle Saga of NASCAR's First Family. Hey, Jay, we really appreciate the time today. Thanks for it, and we'll talk to you again here soon.
I look forward to it. Take care.